BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on or listening to us on. This is Sledgehammer Show number 416. Yeshua said it was going to happen when we passed this mark. Now we're going to be talking about some serious stuff tonight, as we always do on the Sledgehammer Show. Well, let me introduce myself to everyone. I am Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua the Messiah as one people, following the Word of God from Genesis through to the Book of Revelation. You can come out any Shabbat, that's any Saturday, at 11 a.m. for worship, the news, and the Word of God. And you know what? You don't got to be Jewish to come and worship with us. So come out to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Our website is bgmctv.org. bgmctv.org. And if you'd like to let us know if you love or hate the show, or if there's a topic that you would like us to cover, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. You can see us. You can see us live. We're streaming right now on Rumble, YeshuaTube, and Facebook Live. You go to Facebook Live. You can check us out at facebook.com/AndrewDinnerman. Rumble is rumble.com/BGMCTV. We're going to be streaming pretty soon on Telegram. But at a minimum, you can subscribe to our pages. You know, subscribe to our Rumble page, our Facebook page, our Telegram page. And we're even on a new website, thetorahnetwork.com. TheTorahNetwork.com. So if you're a Messianic believer or a follower of Torah, go to the TorahNetwork.com and look up BGMC TV. If you'd like to support the congregation or the Sledgehammer Show, you can send a check or money order to Beth Goyim. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. And I'm joined on the line by none other than my good friend with the flat top. It's hot down in Florida. None other than Ben Jimenez III. Ben Jimenez III. As we always do, we start off our show with the Word of God. It's very important because you can't look at the news without really understanding first the Word of God. So, why do we do this show? In Matthew 16, verse 2 and 3, this is the Messiah talking, but he replied to them, "When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the sign of the times?" That's very important. We need to be able to discern the sign of the times. And that's why we do this show, because it's what's going on worldwide. You know, each week, you know, I try to choose a topic that we do for the show. Maybe we'll cover two topics. But there's so much going on You know, if the Lord would make my body work better, I might even do a daily Sledgehammer Show, or at least a couple of times a week, where I bring you the news with a biblical perspective, which we, you know, we got Christians, you know, on InfoWars and the Stu Peters Network and Red Voice Media. You got Glenn Beck, who's a Mormon. They don't have the full perspective of what is being shown to us by Elohim, by the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. So you need to be able to discern the signs of the times. You really do. And because in Matthew 24, now there's a lot of Christian pastors and, you know, even Messianics talking about this. And this is all happening. This is something that you need to really understand. So I'm going to read verse 6 through 12. It's very important. You'll be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for these things must take place. But that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. In the various places there will be famines and earthquakes. All this is but the beginning of the birth pains. At that time, you will be arrested and handed over to be punished and put to death, and all peoples will hate you because of me. At that time, many will be trapped into betraying and hating each other. Many false prophets will appear and fool many people. And many people's love will grow cold because of increased distance from the Torah. Okay, verse 12, which you can't see very well because I got the key over it with our website. But many people's love will grow cold because of increased distance from Torah. That is the main point of everything else that happens in Matthew 24. The farther we get away from the Word of God, the more decadent our society becomes, the more that we fall away from following any form of God, then, you know, we're going to have wars and rumors of wars. We're going to have kingdom versus kingdom. And as we saw in the Middle East, in Turkey and Syria primarily, earthquakes, you know, massive earthquake, which over now, I think 35,000 people have died. And we're going to be having famines that are going to be unparalleled than has happened before. Okay, and we're going to tell you why we're going to be heading for the famines. Well, one is, the reason is, you know, main reason is we have moved farther away from the Word of God. And one last thing before I bring on my good friend Benjamin. Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8. When the Lamb broke the fourth seal, I heard a voice from the four living creatures saying, "Come." And I looked, and behold, an ashen horse, and he who sat on it had the name Death and Hades, that's hell, was following with him. Authority was given to them over a fourth of the earth to kill with sword and with famine and with pestilence and by the wild beasts of the earth. Okay, so the Lamb is the Messiah, Yeshua, and he allows death and hell to come to the world. Okay, he is the one that opens up the fourth seal. You know, a lot of Christians, you know, talk about the love of Messiah and stuff like that. And he does love, but he is also a judge. He is also, you know, the Messiah. He is the Son of the Father. And he's the one that, you know, paid his life for us so that we would have an opportunity to get to the Father. But he has not. So, Ben, you know, we got a lot of, you know, stuff going on in the world. You know, I tried to bring forth Matthew 24 so people get a perspective of what's going on. But the reason that it, you know, it's really going on is the falling away of the people. That is the major issue. It is the distance from the Torah that this is happening. So we're going to have war, famine, and plagues. What's your spiritual, what's your spidey sense? What's it saying in your body? What are you talking about here? What's going on here? We got such problems. What do you think, Ben?
Well, if we have really been paying attention, we can see that this isn't going to happen all of a sudden. It's already been happening. It's not that it's happening now, but it's been happening for decades. Slowly but surely, we've been separating ourselves from the righteous word of God. With the return from the soldiers from World War II, you know, we've seen a steady decline in spirituality, in church attendance, in actually in people's faith has been diminishing throughout the ages, simply because, you know, the return of the Messiah has been preached, has been spoken on, has been emphasized, re-emphasized, and strongly emphasized, and nobody has seen the fruits of it. But what we're seeing now is what Messiah had spoken about in chapter 24 of Matthew. You know, we see the various earthquakes. We see the eruptions of the many volcanoes that are on the face of the earth. We see the nations uprising, trying to take over different lands. You know, we see nation rising up against nation and trying to show their strength. You know, and we see other nations backing down. We see nations, you know, rising up. And all this is because our Father said, my word shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish that which it set out to do. You know, and what we're seeing now, like Messiah said, this is the beginning of birth pains. If this is the beginning, you know, we're yet not fully dilated. You know, can you imagine what's about to happen? It's unimaginable. It's just, you know, it's I don't think anybody can actually fathom what's about to take place. You know, the famine that's about to take place is going to be a worldwide famine. It's not going to be centralized like it's been, you know, in Ethiopia and in parts of Africa and in remote parts of the world. This is going to be a worldwide famine. I don't think the Egyptians and Israel had ever seen anything like this before. You know, when they experienced the worldwide famine that they experienced back in the times of, you know, Joseph and Ramesses and Yaakov. What's about to happen, it's there's no describing it. And unless we get ready spiritually, we're not going to be able to endure this.
Yeah, we're really going to be heading for some serious problems. And we need to really get ready for those problems. We need to really understand what these problems are going to be like. So now let's get to the news part of this. Because as I have the scripture up on the screen, wars and, you know, war, famine, and plague. That's what I want you to understand for this particular Sledgehammer Show, number 416. War, famine, and plague. Okay, so let's look at our first news story. We're going to be looking at train derailments and things that happen with these train derailments. And there's been a serious one that's going to cause major problems. Okay, so when you're you study Sun Tzu, you know, The Art of War, which I recommend everybody read, okay, especially men, read The Art of War so that you know, this is required reading at West Point, and I'm not positive if it's also required reading at Annapolis, but I know for sure it was required reading at West Point, where the Army has its highest class people. So when you're trying to destroy a nation, you need to destroy its infrastructure, okay? You need to take away its supply lines. You need to take, you know, you need to have a catastrophe so you can move people from one area to another area, okay? So the U.S. has had more than 1,000 train derailments per year on average for decades. U.S. has had more than 1,000 train derailments per year on average for decades. Does more than one train derailment a day manifest a dramatic increase compared to the existing national statistics about train accidents? No, that's not true. A video implying that three derailments within a week and a half don't match the ordinary patterns of contradicts historic data that has been recorded since the 1970s. So since the 1970s, we'd have almost three derailments per day, but it hasn't been catastrophic, okay? So how many catastrophic derailments have we had, okay? How many, so I did some research. How many chemical spills from train derailments have we had? USA Today, okay, so there's sort of reputable. The most common reason trains spill hazmat cargo are equipment failures, like broken valves, or human errors such as improperly preparing cargo. Hazardous materials were released in 172 train derailments over the last decade, or roughly 17 per year. Okay, so 17 per year of these catastrophic hazmat incidents, okay? Found that USA found that although catastrophic events involving trains and chemicals may be uncommon over the last 5 years, federal inspectors have flagged 36% more hazmat violations compared with the 5 years prior. Okay, so that's something major, everybody. So when you're studying your enemy, okay, you have 1,000 train derailments a year, which why that is happening, nobody really knows. Okay, so we got a crumbling infrastructure, so we got these 1,000 train wrecks, and you know what do we do with these trains? What is it that we do? We move chemicals, we move product, we move many different things with this, with these trains. Okay, so let's move on to the next part. I want to bring the news stories, and I'll bring back Ben in a minute. Okay, now here we have one that happened 2 weeks ago: train derailment in East Palestine. It's not Palestine. You know, I've been hearing that all day long, in the last couple of days. Palestine, with an E at the end of it, with an I in the middle, it is a Palestine. It's Palestine, Ohio, but this is East Palestine, Ohio. All we know about the affected areas is cancer-causing chemicals. Okay, so look at that picture, everybody. Now, they tried to, let me move my head off so you can see the picture there. Let me just get this here. And I want you to see that flame. Now, they tried to do a control burn. Why they did this? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Okay, so on the left, you see the explosion happening when, you know, the trains were not, they weren't on fire, or maybe it was a little fire, and they blew it up to make a big thing. And then on the right, you see this mushroom cloud. I couldn't find the picture, but I did see it in one video where from above that mushroom cloud, you have, it's a perfect circle, which is amazing. Now, let's take a look what was on these trains that derailed. Now, first, let's look at the name. The name of Palestine. Name meaning land of grief-stricken dust rollers, land of burrow diggers. Okay, the name Palestine or Philistine comes from the verb palash, which denotes a physical expression of intense grief. Once you see what was on the train, this area is going to become uninhabitable. There's going to be such problems. Okay, so we had 150 car train carriers carrying hazardous chemicals and other materials suffered a catastrophic mechanical failure. A dark pillar of smoke rose from East Palestine, Ohio, in early February, prompting a mandatory evacuation of the village residents. Okay, so there's only 5,000 people that live in this town. The Norfolk Southern train carrying numerous hazardous chemicals had suffered a catastrophic mechanical failure, resulting in derailment. Okay, so we see here 5,000 residents from East Palestine. Now, when you look at a map of this area, you see a lot of, it's very sparsely populated, and it's got a lot of farmland. Okay, we grow a lot of soy in that area, a lot of corn, a lot of cattle. What are you saying, Ben? I didn't hear it.
Oh, that's Ohio, not Idaho. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's Ohio. So we got this, Ben, and now this chemical is in the air, and it's going everywhere. It's a carcinogen, okay? It's, you know, I'll read the list of chemicals in a minute, but, you know, what would, I've been trained in hazmat. What would possess you to blow it up without proper fire equipment? With, you know, what's on, you know, on every ambulance I had, there was a hazmat book inside it. And, you know, you would try to see the placard on the vehicle to see, and then you'd look up in your book to see, well, what is the chemical it's carrying? Because the placard would tell you, it would give you a number, and you would look in the book. And then, you know, and the fire departments have this, the police departments have it. But what, you know, was it planned, or was it complete stupidity? But either or, it's going to cause a famine, because these chemicals, these corrosive chemicals that bind, they're heavy metals, they bind to your body, they bind to your lungs, and I'll read about that in a minute. You know, it's going to get into the water, okay? It's going to get into the Ohio River, which goes to the Mississippi River, and then all these chemicals are going to be along the river and killing everything. What's your take on this, Ben?
Well, you know, it things like this, when things like this happen, you have to step back and look at the picture from the outside. You know, we know that they're trying to control the population. They're trying to diminish it. And the deadline for this diminishing of the population, if I'm not mistaken, is 2030. How do you get rid of a quarter of, how do you get rid of 2 billion people without anybody suspecting? You know, we've already seen that they've introduced, you know, the JAB. We already know that the JAB causes people to drop dead. You know, so how else we burn up food warehouses, we burn up, you know, chicken coops, we burn up farmland, we destroy the farmland, how? With chemicals, you know, and chemicals is the quickest way to kill people, because it lodges in your system. And most chemicals, if you don't know, are labeled as forever chemicals, you know, like Teflon and nonstick surfaces. When you're cooking with them and you scratch them, they leach into your food, and that food, you eat it, and those chemicals stay in your body forever. Your body can't get rid of them. And where do they lodge? They lodge in the brain. They lodge in the vital organs, in the heart, in the liver, you know, in the kidneys, and they cause complications. But I heard somebody talk about this report earlier today, and they were saying that the government of Ohio is telling the people that the air is safe to breathe. You know, and they don't require anybody to wear masks.
I mean, this is where you actually want to wear a mask, because these carcinogens are larger than the virus. You know, so this is where those masks that don't stop the virus, they would work.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I believe that everybody should have, you know, an MBC filter. If you don't know what an MBC filter, it's a mask that protects you against nuclear, biological, or chemical attacks. And I everybody should have one. You can, I don't know if you can still get them, but you can buy them in the Army and Navy surplus stores. You can, I had gotten one from eBay, brand spanking new from Israel. But these are things that you should have just in case. You know, the saying is, it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. You know, the same goes with spirituality. It's better to be spiritual and that nothing happens than be non-spiritual, and then you're up the river without a paddle. But these chemicals will have to touch down at some point with the rain, you know, and then what happens? They're washed into the soil.
Let's talk about that for a minute. You know, they wash into the soil. Now, they did this right before the spring, so the ground would have no time to heal, or would, you know, it's after, you know, the winter. But let me just bring up the chemicals. Go ahead.
I just want to point one thing out. With all this happening, why is it that it's not on mainstream media news? Why aren't they blowing this out of proportion like they blew, you know, the CV-19? Why? Because they don't want people, you know, to cause a panic. But you have to see that something like this, if they're not telling you about it, it's because they knew about it and they don't want you to know about it. So what do? They stage a couple of distractions, like the shooting on the campus in Michigan and in California, because that is on their agenda. This isn't. Their agenda is to disarm you while they're arming foreign nations. You know, but people don't see this. People are so blind, you know, and to hating one political party that from the other. And unless we all come together, this is going to continue, and we're going to be up the creek without a paddle.
Definitely going to be up the creek without a paddle. Okay, so subscribe to our Vimeo page, everybody. Subscribe to our page just so you get know when we're having shows and putting things up. Vimeo, Rumble, YouTube. Okay, but we don't do this on YouTube because they definitely hate this show. Okay, now some of the chemicals that were on the train carried by the derailed train was vinyl chloride, which makes polyvinyl chloride or PVC, and vinyl chloride. And one of the things that's really interesting about these chemicals. I forgot which one, but one of these chemicals, what it does is it binds to the COVID protein to cause lung problems. This one of these chemicals that they blew up, that went into the air, and this cloud is going everywhere, people, because it doesn't just stay in Ohio. The winds carry it, and it's going everywhere. Okay, it's going east, it's going to Pennsylvania, and then it could go even further to the New York area and the Northeast. Okay, but I was hearing one person, he's just reporting on it from the area, and he's been back there, and he's saying he's been there for 2 days, and he's getting dizzy and having headaches and stuff because he's getting high exposure. Okay, what these carcinogens do is they bind in your lungs so that you can't process oxygen. And when you have low oxygen saturation, that's what the masks do. It causes cancer. It causes lung cancer. It causes all sorts of different types of cancer. And you're going to see this in that area in a major way very shortly. Okay, because it's so concentrated. Oh, you can come back. No, you really can't. Now, a school is less than 3/4 of a mile from where this exploded. Okay, the Environmental Protection Agency, which is EPA, is just useless. Released information that showed 3 previous unreported chemicals were also released upon the derailment. Okay, these are serious chemicals, people. These will kill you. Okay, it's going to make you sick. You're going to wish you were dead, and then you're going to die. It's burning in skin, and you know it's in the water, and you're going to be showering it because most people don't have enough funding to have a filter on the whole house. It's so your skin is your biggest organ. Okay, your skin is your biggest organ, and you're in the shower, and you're putting all this into your body. It's going through your pores. You ever see a medical show, even if it's fake, and they put this patch on the person, or maybe you've seen it for real, where somebody's having a heart attack and they put a nitro patch on their chest, and the nitro absorbs through the skin to help your cardiac system. So when you're showering in this, even if you're in a bathing suit, the water goes through your bathing suit, for modesty. Okay, so you got all these chemicals going into your body through what exploded. Okay, so you got all these chemicals. Okay, what's your last couple of shekels on this before we move on to the famine, Ben? When people can't even shower, okay, this is a problem, because we're gonna, everybody needs to shower, or they're gonna stink. You saw the pictures earlier, this going up into the sky, going into the air. And what goes up must come down. Spinning wheels keep going round and round. So what's your take on, because it's going into the food, it's going into the water, there's going to be a famine.
Well, if you put your trust in the people that you're paying to make decisions for you, you're out of your mind. Because they don't have your best interest in mind. They are going to tell you that everything is okay. But you need to look back. Let's go back to the Tuskegee experiment. Let's go back to Flint, Michigan. Let's go back to these high radiation areas where a lot of women were being exposed to breast cancer. And we're nothing more than an experiment for them, you know. And they're going to tell you everything is okay, you know, especially like the EPA. The EPA is a joke. They tell you one thing, but they do another. And prime example, they tell you that releasing chlorofluoromethane, which is an ingredient in your air conditioning refrigerant, into the atmosphere is going to destroy the ozone. But when they launch a rocket into space, what are they cooling the rockets with? With refrigerant. They're dumping tons and tons of refrigerant on these rockets so that they don't explode. You know, so they're a hypocritical agency, a government agency, but they're not going to tell you that this stuff is lingering in the air and it's going to do you harm. Oh no, you're okay, everything is all right. Just boil your water and you know, for 15 minutes, give it a rapid boil, and then, you know, let it cool, and it's safe to drink. These people don't know the long-term repercussions of all this stuff, even though they tell you that there are no long-term repercussions. You know, being that our pipes hold the water that we drink that are made of PVC or CPVC, do you think that through the heat these chemicals are leaching into our water and we're ingesting them? You don't know that. They can't tell you that, and they're not going to tell you that. You know, the best water is well water. Water that comes from the earth, because it's filtered through a series of sediment and rocks and charcoal and sand, and it's probably the purest form of water that we can drink. But, you know, wake up, people. These agencies do not have our best interests at hand. These agencies could care less whether we live or die, as long as they can profit from you know, the bottom line is their main goal.
The three words you don't want to hear from a government officials: we're here to help. Or four: we're here to help you. Five words.
Yeah, I think Reagan said that. He said the eight scariest words any government could tell you is, we're from the government and we're here to help.
Yeah, it's really something you don't want to have. So let's now bring on our second topic. Our second topic is, because we got war, famine, and plagues. Remember I told you earlier why we started off with scripture: war, famine, and plagues. Okay, so now let's look at this. Now this is really important, people, because the chemicals just went in the air. That's going to kill a whole bunch of animals. It's going to, the farmland is going to not be usable, okay? But even if we were to make food, okay, we got this other part here. How many food processing fires, plant fires in 2022? In the United States, there are about 2,500 food processing plants. Look at there in the yellow, everybody. In 2022, there were more than 1,200 fires in these facilities. So almost half, you know, of the food processing plants have been destroyed. Now, how many food processing plant fires in 2021? 98. Okay. Look at those two numbers. In 2022, 1,200. Now, as we say in Jewish thought process, coincidence is not a kosher word. Coincidence is not kosher. So we go from 98 in 2021 to almost half of the food processing plants were caught on fire. Most of them were completely destroyed. Now, from February 7th, 2023, in New Zealand, okay, that's a country, the largest egg farm caught on fire and was completely destroyed, and 75,000 hens died, okay? So that's a massive amount. Now, on January 31st, 2023, the third largest egg farm in the U.S. caught fire and was totally destroyed. It took 21 fire departments to they responded to 21 fire departments. So it's a big facility. You would not think that a large facility like this would not have separate buildings. So how did each of the buildings, you know, all this totally get destroyed? And it took 8 hours to put out the fire. 8 hours to put out a fire. So what does a chicken farm have that would not be able to be put out in a, you know, an hour or two? How did this get so, you know, so intense that it took 21 fire departments and it took them 8 hours to put out a blaze? Now, I could see if it was a, you know, 20-story or 30-story high-rise, but this is a chicken farm. The chicken farm is not going to have that much many things that are going to catch fire. You know, the chickens are going to catch fire, but you put, you know, everybody knows, you know, you put water on your fire, your chicken catches fire on your barbecue, you put water on it, and it's going to go out. So what is going on? Now, let me bring back that other slide, Ben. We have these numbers. 2,500 food processing plants in the U.S. 1,200 of them in 2022 caught on fire, compared to 98 in 2021. Now, we got the 2030 UN thing. You got the 20, you know, everything seems to exponentially be getting more rapid. So we got 1,200 fires that destroy most of the food processing. So get your food now, even if it, you know, it's expensive, but get stuff that's going to last. You know, get peanut butter, get things that can last you, because a famine. Yeshua said when he opens the fourth seal, war, famine, and plague. So we got the plague, you know, we got the chemical plague. That's going to destroy all that land for farming, for soy, and for all the other stuff. It's killing lots of animals. It's getting into the Ohio River. It's in the water. It's seeping into the ground. You got all these food processing plants getting destroyed. Isn't this insane, Ben? From 98 fires, which is still a lot. I mean, you know, what's wrong with you people? Let's just say that. But then to 1,200 fires, somebody's doing something. You know, I don't think, you know, we got high security, you know, at the chicken farm. What do you think about this? I mean, is this an insane number?
It's crazy how it's jumped. I mean, you have 98 in 2021, and we were still in the pandemic at that time, and food still wasn't as expensive as it is now. So they drive up the prices. You know, it's all about supply and demand. They drive up the prices because now the supply is diminished, but the demand is very high. Everybody wants to buy eggs now. All of a sudden, everybody wants an omelet. You know, it's a shame that they put these animals, you know, in that position to kill them. 100,000 chickens were killed in this one fire. In New Zealand, it was 75,000 hens, you know. 75,000, that's almost 200,000 egg-laying hens have died, you know, and these hens probably laid, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 eggs a week or whatever, or a day, however many they lay.
Generally, 3 to 5.
3 to 5 a week, right?
Yeah.
Right. So you figure that 3 to 5 a week. That's about 500,000 eggs in a week, you know, are destroyed already. You know, that's 500,000 eggs that can't feed all those families. You know, so they create this crisis to come in as knights in shining armor with a solution. You know, many people don't understand that a boiled egg has just about every vitamin that you need except for vitamin C. It's one of the most complete foods that exist. You can live off of eggs and orange juice. You know, but why are they doing this? Because, you know, God is allowing this because the famine is coming. And if you have all these chickens laying eggs, there won't be a famine. So what happened when Joseph had interpreted Pharaoh's dream? You know, he stored up all this food, all this grain, you know, in the 7 years of plenty, and all this lasted throughout the 7 years of famine. You know, so those who were in Egypt didn't really experience the famine as the surrounding nations, because they prepared. And we've been telling people to prepare for the longest time, but a lot of times our words fall on deaf ears. You know, people don't want to hear. That's why Yeshua made the statement a lot of times when he spoke his parables, you know, for those who have eyes to see, let them see, and those who have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. You know, the Spirit is saying bad times are coming, and no, bad times are here, worse times are coming, you know, and this here is just the icing on the cake. We haven't really completely seen what is about to happen. First it's the chickens, then it's the cows, then it's the fish. What's left? The deer already contaminated. You have zombie deer walking around in the woods contaminating other deer. So what's left? Swine? Oh, pretty soon, you know, you'll have hundreds of thousands of swine dying off from swine flu, you know? And that, my friend, is how this famine is going to be introduced. And then they're going to control everything that you can buy. You won't be able to buy your 20 pounds of steak anymore, or your 20 pounds of chicken wings or chicken thighs. You'll only be able to buy a pack that is made for the size of your family. And if you eat a lot, my friend, you're going to learn to eat very little, because the food is coming to scarcity.
But Yeshua said, and that's why we do this show, Yeshua said that war, famine, and plague are coming. Okay, so we've gone over the pestilence. We've gone over famine, you know, because we just talked about that. Now, our lovely president, in all his wonderful mental capacity, said, in effect, the other night that the Americans blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. They blew up the Russians' pipeline. So this story came out this week. Russia has just deployed a nuclear-armed ship for the first time in 30 years. They've let the world know that their submarine is carrying nuclear warheads. The Northern Fleet warship regularly went to sea with nuclear weapons during the Cold War era. But this is the first time in modern Russian Federation has done the same, the report added. So, Vladimir Putin, I mean, this is why we also, you know, you look at Ezekiel 38. It talks about the bear from the north. If you lay a map flat on the ground, on a table instead of on a globe, if you go directly north from Jerusalem, from Yerushalayim, the first capital you run into, directly north of Jerusalem, is Moscow. So when Ezekiel is speaking the words from Jehovah, and it talks about the bear from the north, the Russian symbol is a bear. So you have this nuclear submarine coming out, and our leadership of our nation, which is disgusting, and everybody has a soul, so all these people one day will pay the ultimate price in the courtroom of Jehovah. But we're going to have to pay the price on the interim, because the world that's not following Torah, the world that's not believing in Messiah, the world that's non-binary, and they're all worried about whether one day they have a penis, one day they have a vagina, one day they're a girl, one day they're a boy, one day they're a cat, one day they're a dog. All this stuff is happening. And now the Russians they've been building up their military for years. And I know some people say the Russians are taking terrible losses in the Ukraine. Then why is the Ukraine asking for all this equipment? Why don't they have the equipment of their own? Why didn't they have a standing army of their own? Why didn't they have equipment of their own? Why do they need all this equipment now? So now the Russians, they're going to be hitting hard. Their leader, who is an alpha male and doesn't believe in homosexuality and doesn't believe in Islam, he says you can do what you want in your country, but in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, okay? Now they have their icons and their idols, and it's not really, godly, but right now, compared to the other abominations that are going on in the world, but what the Lord is doing is raising up these Russians. He's, what did Yeshua say in Matthew 24? Wars and rumors of wars. Ben, what's your last couple of shekels on wars and rumors of wars? What do you think about the nuclear, nuclear bombs coming to our coast? Do you think that, that we blow up the Nord Stream pipeline? Do you really think Vladimir is going to not do anything?
Well, you can't tell what one person is going to do from one second to the next, but this I can say, for those of us who know who we serve, we should not let fear enter our hearts. Simply because, remember, when the sons of God came to give their report in the book of Job, okay, the devil couldn't touch Job unless God allowed it. Vladimir Putin cannot push that button unless God allows him to push that button. And before man is allowed to destroy man completely, my God will intervene, because only he will destroy that which he created. But we have to stand up in faith and in righteousness, and we have to stand up for the word of God, for the Torah, for the Ketuvim and the Nevi'im, for the Brit Hadashah. We have to stand up as Messiah stood up. If we're going to be Messiah-like, then we have to be like Messiah. And let's turn back. Let's turn back, 180-degree turn, and let's walk towards the Father together, strongly and faithfully.
Yes, we have some things on the horizon. Yes, the Lord is not going to let all of man be destroyed, but he's going to let, when Yeshua opens that fourth seal, 2 billion people are going to die. And then if you read the rest of the seals and you read the rest of the shofar judgments and the bowl judgments, pretty much, two-thirds of the world is gone. And the reason is because Yeshua said in Matthew 24, distance from the laws of God. Yes, the Lord is slow to anger. Jehovah the Father is slow to anger, but he does get angry. And he is most angry at our nation. Yes, our leadership is disgusting, but they're only the outside representation of most of our people's hearts. You have so many parents, you know, changing the sex of their five-year-old because their five-year-old says they want to be a girl or a boy. We have homosexuality running rampant. We, you know, a reporter for News 12 in Israel says he's gay, but he knows God, you know, allows this. No, God doesn't. God is holy. He made man and woman. Man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. To procreate. You may think you love another man if you're a man, but that isn't what God wants. He wants God says to love and to procreate. Two women can't procreate. Two men can't procreate. Okay? So that's just one aspect, but we're not going to congregation. We're not even going to church. We're not teaching our children even the Ten Commandments. So what's coming is something that's awful, and it's going to be very hard for most to get through. Okay? It's coming. This year, in the secular year of 2023, is going to be horrendous. And this is just one aspect of the chemical fire. All those people are going to die horrible, painful deaths. Cancer is going to be rampant because it's been proven, and they've let you know that this has been proven. We know the chemicals that went in the air. It's now in the ground. It's going to be in the food. And it's going to, if anything grows, it's going to be in the water. They're going to be showering in it. People are going to be showering in it. The evil that wants to get rid of us, God is allowing it, just like he allowed Satan to mess with Job. Okay, now Job was a righteous man. This is a book for us to read because we have to get through it. But we must understand the reason that it's happening. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then Jehovah said, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. We, the people, to form a more perfect union, need to get back into a relationship with God. Well, you've been listening to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show. For Ben Jimenez and Beth Goyim, Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation. Until next week, Shalom.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to The Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer. Yeah, Adonai, Panavaleka, Vikuneka, Yisadonai, Panavaleka.
Vayasem lecha shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face, yashan afayim. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture, truly the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend the day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land, Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into his eternal word, not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of his kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close this Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parashah. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.